Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and Jeremy's going to be very, very happy to hear this. I do believe that I have reverse engineered exactly what the problems have been. I think, amongst other things, the power cord has been damaged. I do. It's amazing with all the equipment that is utilized in this sort of stuff, and you look at these really thick cables for a lot of stuff. The power cord, man, it's like a paperclip. So I think that's what it is. I'm sharing that right now because I want everybody to enjoy that. I'll bet you the stuff at the Trump rally is looking good. Oh my gosh, 13,000 people. 13,000 people. Our buddy Mike Dickinson, as you know, does this real honest-to-goodness citizen reporting for us. Every Wednesday he joins us. We got him a little bit early because the rally in Georgia is in place. It's getting underway. And the president himself doesn't speak for a couple more hours. Mike, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, of course. Anything to give the people of Richmond the real truth about what's going on that the national legacy media won't tell you.
Well, listen, that's a long list of things they're not getting right. So we're only here for the next few hours, you know. We don't have time for all of it. But
yes.
Tell everybody where you are and exactly what is going on.
I'm here at the Gas South Arena in Duluth, Georgia. It was billed as the biggest Trump rally of the year. It's President Trump, Tulsi Gabbard, Ben Carson, Tucker Carlson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Riley Gaines, Jason Aldean. It's a who's who list of real Americans that are here to come out and rally everyone to support President Trump.
Oh my gosh.
I've been to some pretty big events in my life. I've been to WrestleManias. I've been to Major League Baseball All-Star Games. I've been to meet Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
But coming here this morning at 4 a.m. and seeing the line already about 100 people deep just to get in, And the event's not till 7 p.m., you know, 16 hours early to see President Trump speak. It's unreal. And the diversity of the supporters that are out here, totally different. I mean, it's not what the Democrats or the mainstream media would tell you. It's all, you know, the Kamala Harris, it's all, you know, it's all white guys that like Trump. No, this is a very diverse group of male, female, black, white.
Well, all right, but you have to tell me about all of the terrible fights and shouting matches that are happening, because, you know, those Trump people are bitter, angry people.
Absolutely none. There have been no fights, no shootings, no altercations. You know, you can't do that at a Democrat event. There's always going to be some kind of violence or some kind of fight. You know, Trump supporters, conservatives, we don't fight with each other. You can put 100,000 conservatives in a place and there won't be a fight or a shooting.
Yeah, absolutely correct. So a huge situation, huge arena. You said, what is it going to be, like 17,000?
Yeah, I mean, they're still packing people in now. I can't imagine what the parking situation is like outside. It was crazy when they started letting us in at noon today.
You were in line, just so everybody knows, you were in line at 4 this morning and you got in at noon, and he doesn't go on until 7 o'clock this evening if you're lucky.
Yes, that's correct, and that's what you got to do these days if you want to see arguably one of the best presidents of all time and the greatest living president.
Wow.
See,
that is amazing.
President Trump is a draw. You know, people come to see him because they believe in him, they believe in his message, and they believe that he's the last hope that we have to save this country, because if Kamala Harris wins, it's going to be terrible. You know, she hates America. She hates everything America stands for, and she hates the opportunity that our kids have. She doesn't want anyone to have opportunity.
That's right. That's right. No, you're absolutely spot on. Mike Dickinson is joining us. Now, Mike joins us every Wednesday. He is our roving citizen journalist. He does so much wonderful work in Central Virginia reporting, you know, a little bit like Andy Ngo does on that national basis. But he's on the road today. He is in Georgia, Duluth, Georgia. Giant arena, 17,000 is what it's supposed to hold. That's what it says it holds. And, you know, it might be even more than that by the time you get everybody in there. It's a silly question, but is there a seat left in the house?
I have not seen any seats left. I know they're packing people in the aisles now just so they can get in tonight by 7 and see when President Trump speaks. He had another event to go to this afternoon in another part of Atlanta, but I believe he will be here sometime after 7, and they're going to get everyone in that they possibly can to see him.
Wow. And this at the same time that Kamala Harris says he's tired, he's hiding, his staff is hiding him. He's everywhere, for God's sakes.
Yesterday, President Trump was in Asheville, then he was in Greensboro, then there was another event, and then today he had an event in Atlanta. He had an event this afternoon in a suburb of Atlanta with black pastors, and tonight he's here. So any idea from Kamala Harris that President Trump is somebody who gets tired, it's totally just another one of her number of lies that she can tell, because she can't tell the truth. Kamala Harris is a liar. She can't tell the truth about President Trump. All she can do is lie.
Yeah, you know, you would think, Mike, and I want to remind everybody, Mike Dickinson is joining us. He's on the ground for us in Duluth, Georgia, at President Trump's biggest ever rally. And given that every rally he holds seems to be bigger than the one before it, that's saying something, Mike, that you got such a huge crowd. But you're right, when you talk about Kamala Harris, it just does not appear that she can say anything truthful. She doesn't really know who she is or what she believes, or if she does, then she just doesn't want to share it. And so there's all this projection against President Trump. And look, you can knock him any way you want, but the last thing you could do is call the man tired or claim that he's hiding. That's just bald-faced lie.
And, you know, Kamala Harris, I don't know what her deal is with all of that, but she got asked the question directly about what she can do to make the country better, because people in America think that we're on the wrong path, in her interview with Bret Baier and Fox News. And the only thing Kamala Harris could muster up was, well, Donald Trump's been running for president that long. I mean, what a stupid answer by a stupid person. I mean, you have your free softball shot to take a shot, and you don't take it.
I know. That's the thing that's so frustrating, right? That's the thing that's so frustrating for anybody who has ever played in the media anyway. You don't get many underhanded softball pitches that you can just hit out of the park. And she has stepped to the plate and whiffed every single time.
Exactly. She has nothing to say, because at the end of the day, she doesn't really have anything. She's just a puppet, and all she can do is bash Trump. That's her only thing she can do. She's giving a closing argument next week. It's going to be nothing but probably 30 minutes of Trump bashing.
Yeah. Oh, totally. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah.
Don't ask her what she would have done differently or what she will do differently, because, you know, you get that blank, glazed over look that, you know what? Maybe that actually is the answer. The fact that she can look you in the face and has that glazed eye look, maybe that tells us everything we need to know.
Yes, that probably is. And, you know, it's been so great to see all of the Trump supporters. You know, you make so many friends when you're in line to come to an event like this.
Yep.
Everybody's welcoming. There's nobody out there trying to start fights. There's nobody out there trying to spread hate. It's just a culture of everybody. I mean, just when we were in line today, we had men, women. I was sitting next to two lovely black women from the suburbs of Atlanta, and they'd never voted for a Republican before, but they like Trump.
I love it. By the way, how many people bring in McDonald's into the event? Are they allowed to do
that? Oh, it's all over the outside. Everyone loves McDonald's now. That was what a great move by President Trump to do that. What a great chess move. And it puts Kamala squarely back, you know, even further, because she doesn't look like she can relate to anybody. And President Trump, by doing that, made himself relatable to so many people out there, because he went to a McDonald's and served fries. What a relatable, great move.
Exactly. Oh, just from a media positioning point, you're right. And, you know, they were knocking him. Oh, he was wearing a tie. Oh, he was wearing a white shirt. You know what he looked like to me? He looked like every franchisee who has been in the business for a long time. He just looked like a guy who showed up to work and did the job and, you know, was going to go home and hug his wife at the end of the day.
Yes, yes, he looked just like that, and yeah. And I mean, I think it was a real boost to the people that work in it. You're not going to see Joe Biden or Kamala Harris out there working a real 9-to-5 job with blue collar people that have blue collar problems and blue collar checkbooks. You're going to see them worrying about, you know, their elitist friends for spreading their, you know, left wing propaganda. They're not interested in the blue collar middle class person in America. They can't relate.
No, they absolutely they cannot. Mike, I appreciate you being here. Mike D4RVA is the handle over on X. Make sure you're checking him out. Thanks again, Mike Dickinson, on the ground in Duluth, Georgia, at what is going to be apparently the largest Donald Trump event in history. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah. Let me play for you, share with you just a little bit of Kamala Harris. Oh, my gosh. All right, Jerm, I'm not sure which computers are actually in play, so you're going to have to tell me which one. Cut number 3, is that available to them?
About the historic nature of your candidacy on the campaign trail. Why is that?
Well, I'm clearly a woman. I don't need to point that out to anyone. The point that most people really care about is, can you do the job? And do you have a plan to actually focus on them?
There is a big gender gap in this race. Fewer men support you right now than they did President Biden. Some of your allies have suggested there's sexism at play. I wonder, do you think there is sexism at play here?
Let me just tell you something. You've come to my events, and you will see there are men and women at those events. So the experience that I am having is one in which it is clear that regardless of someone's gender, they want to know that their president has a plan to lower cost, that their president has a plan to secure America in the context of our position around the world.
Do you not see sexism as a factor in this race at all?
I don't think of it that way. My challenge is the challenge of making sure I can talk with and listen to as many voters as possible and earn their vote.
Well, okay, you know what? You know how many of us had said, oh, hey, she doesn't really know what she's talking about and she never says anything that's true? Well, guess what? She was kind of true about that. She was. Because most people who are looking at this race feel exactly how she just said they should. I don't look at the race and say, oh, my gosh. Oh, she's a woman. Can't vote for a woman. I don't think that for a second. I love women. I love strong women. I respect strong women. I appreciate women who are brilliant and accomplished and doing great things everywhere. I don't have any problem with that at all. But I'm doing exactly what she claims she wants, which is to look at her and look at President Trump and say, he's better than she is. He does have plans. He does have accomplishments. And the fact that I'm not voting for her, take my word on this, has nothing to do with her gender. Speaking of brilliant, smart women, Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement is going to join us at 4:35. Executive Director, Friendship Circle. Yeah, man, it is time to walk and roll again. We'll hear about it moments from now. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is a Wednesday evening. A lot of us are headed over to see Kevin Sorbo at the Glen Allen Center over there, the Cultural Center. It's going to be great. I don't know if it's a complete and total sellout yet. I was chatting with John Reed a little bit earlier, and I guess they had like 20 tickets left or something like that. So if you were thinking about going, man, I would hop online ASAP, thevirginiacouncil.org, get your tickets. I also want to tell you that we are coming up on another Jewish holiday. It's an especially important and significant one this year. As I've mentioned this before, right? We sort of front load our stuff.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
September, October, we're really busy. We go from one holiday to the next, so it seems. And coming up this evening at sunset, it's a little holiday called Shmini Atzeret, but then it goes into Simchat Torah. That's the giving of the Torah. It's actually a very celebratory time, a lot of dancing. Well, it's also on the Hebrew calendar, on the Jewish calendar, the anniversary of the slaughter of those 1,200 people in Israel. Now, you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, October the 7th, that's the calendar on our date. But Simchat Torah was the day that this happened on the Jewish calendar. So we'll be discussing a little bit more. I just wanted to kind of give you a little lay of the land, give you a little primer on that before we discuss it over the next couple of days. We've got a great event coming up. Let me tell you, it is all positive and all friendly. You know that I think the world of the Friendship Circle. I think it's an amazing organization. And here in Virginia, the Friendship Circle of Virginia, we are absolutely blessed to have Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement as the executive director. And they got a big event coming up. And let me tell you, if the Friendship Circle has a big event coming up, then I got to talk about it. And I'm always happy to welcome Sarah to the program. Sarah, good evening, my friend.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well, and you are getting ready for the next walk and roll.
We are. Thank you so much for having us on and for always highlighting all of Friendship Circle's amazing events and opportunity that are always free for the community, so we're always happy to share. Yeah. We have our walk and roll coming up. So for those of your listeners who may not know what the walk and roll is, like every good organization, we have a walk, but ours is a little bit different in that it is fully accessible. So that means that anyone using a wheelchair, a bike, a baby carriage, a scooter, rollerblades, roller skates, whatever you want on wheels, or you can walk or run, we have a fully accessible walk and roll coming up on November 10th at Bird Park, and it's a half a mile loop. We do it twice around Fountain Lake. It's really a beautiful venue, and it's just a super fun event. It's from 1 to 3 p.m., and like I said, it is a free community event, and we can have thousands of people. So right now, I think we're up to almost 400, three-something that are registered, and we would love to blow that out of the water. So for anybody who would like to join us, they can go on our website, which I'll share in a moment, and they can join. And if I have a second, I can tell you all the things that will be there.
Well, you have more than a second, and you can always take as much time as you need because I think the world of you, and I love Friendship Circle. So, yeah, what gives? What are we in for?
I appreciate that. So at the walk and roll, it's not only just a walk and a roll around the lake, but it is going to have some really fun activities. It is really just a great family fun event, and it's fun for coworkers, for kids, for adults. It's just a really great feel-good event every year. Mm-hmm. And this year, we always have some activities that, again, everything is free. There's going to be food, cotton candy, snow cones. There's going to be some popcorn, hopefully some good coffee for the those who want to drink coffee. And then, of course, there's activities. We're going to have some carnival games, inflatables, balloon twisting, henna this year, pony rides. There's all sorts of fun stuff. And, of course, we're also going to share resources in the community for the disability community. So we will have some vendors who will be there who are going to showcase their resources and be able to share with the community what they do. And so we always, at Friendship Circle, always look to collaborate with as many organizations in this space as we can. So there will be hopefully some good turnout there. Mm-hmm. And so there's just some really, really fun opportunities. And like I said, really anyone can come. You can bring a friend. Just come. It's just a really great event.
Now, what about the fee? I know you said it was free, but come on. Does it really cost something, Sarah?
So the truth is that there's one thing to know. If you're one of the first couple of people that sign up, and I know we may have blown through that already, but if you actually, we always have people that, sign up and then don't come. So for the first 150 people that register and actually come, we're actually giving away swag bags. They're going to have some really nice little thermoses this year. We're going into the fall, some thermoses, some nice gloves, a bag. And so not only is it free, but we're giving away things. So absolutely. It's really, truly free. Friendship Circle is a nonprofit, and we work on donations, and we work with sponsors. And so at this event, of course, as for the last many years, FastMart has been an incredible sponsor and friend of Friendship Circle. They are sponsoring this event as well. And then we have so many other somewhat smaller sponsors that are also a part of it, and there's a list there, so I'm not going to read them all.
Oh, okay.
But of course, I could, but I'm not going to read them all today. But I just want to really thank all of our sponsors that are making this event possible, and I think I'm going to be joining you again before this event. So maybe next time I'll read off all of our sponsors
because they did. Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So I'll take some time then to do it. I'll take some time then. There we go.
Now, you know that I think the world of you, but I feel like I have to offer a piece of education on this whole fundraising thing. You can't raise funds when it's free and you're giving stuff away. I'm sorry. I got to break it to you, Sarah, but...
It is true. It's so true. You know what? We also like to give back where we can, and we really feel like, you know what? One of the reasons that we do this is actually a good thing to talk about is that, you know, sometimes at Friendship Circle, we work to pair kids and young adults with disabilities together with teen friends that may or may not have disabilities in the community. And that's kind of our secret sauce. That's what we do. And we do monthly events. We do weekly events. We do ongoing things throughout the year. It is free for everyone that would like to join. They can find out more about us. But, you know, there are many people in the community that may not have someone with a disability in their family, or they may not have a teen. And so they may not feel like Friendship Circle or this discussion of friendship and inclusion and belonging is really so meaningful to them. And so the reason we do these kinds of events where we bring the community out is because we want everyone to know that this is truly a community discussion. It's a community topic. Inclusion is everywhere. It's not just if you belong to Friendship Circle. It's all over in every place that we all go. As Jeff, I know you know, but for all of us, whenever we go somewhere, when we start having that lens of inclusion and looking to see who is not participating that can, how do we do this better? If it's a work outing, if it's, I don't know, a school outing, if it's anything, right? If we're having a play date with friends, how do we make sure that everyone is included and has what they need to feel supported? And so Friendship Circle does these community events so that other people that may not join us all the time can participate, can see what we do, but also can remember that this is a discussion for everyone. That's the truth.
It absolutely is, and it's a beautiful thing. And I want you to share with the folks from FastSmart, because I don't know anybody from FastSmart. I've never met anybody in their, the corporate ranks or anything else. But because they have supported Friendship Circle in such a visible and sizable way through the years, Sarah, I go out of my way to find a FastSmart to pop in for coffee, to top off with gas. I do that because they are standing with Friendship Circle, and I am grateful to them for having done that. They seem to be great people.
I love that you said that, and I will absolutely share that with them. And hopefully we'll even share this recording if we can with them, because it's such a meaningful thing. And by the way, I'm with you. I do it also. When I see one, I like make sure to go over and I make sure to get coffee. And I walk in sometimes and I'm like, do you guys know that you support these nonprofits? And most of them are like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. But I agree. It's so important. And when it comes to sponsors, there are sponsors that are, all in. Some want recognition, some don't. It just depends on who it is and what they're doing it for. And I want to say FastSmart really, truly does it for just the right reasons. They tell us, here is the sponsorship money. You guys do what you want. Tell us how we can help, and that's it. And they've always been incredibly generous and kind, and they do it in a way where they trust us with those funds. And hopefully, of course, we make them proud, but we are incredibly grateful to them. So thank you for highlighting that.
No doubt. You are definitely making them proud. Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement joining us. So, Sarah, one more time for folks who are thinking, all right, well, walk and roll. Yeah, I could do that. It sounds almost like a day at the park, because it's kind of a day at the park. Do they need to pre-register? I want to just make that clear. And if they don't, what should they put in their phone calendar to make sure they're there?
I appreciate that. So first and foremost, as always, everything at Friendship Circle can be found on our website. We're on social media, of course, but if you go to friendshipcircleva.org or fcva.org, our website, you will find there all the information. You can absolutely register. We would love registration, because that means we can figure out how to plan properly. But also, if you don't register, don't worry. You can still come. You can still show up. But if you would like to register in advance, we appreciate that. And you can do that on our website, fcva.org. And the event is coming up November 10th. It is happening from 1 to 3 p.m. at Fountain Lake in Bird Park. Again, there's going to be accessible parking. There are going to be just tons of people and, like I said, food, activities, all free, all accessible, all available. And please come. Bring a friend. Bring people who just have a good time and join us, because it will be a really beautiful, lovely event. And so we would love for your listeners to join, and for you guys, your family maybe to join. It would just be a beautiful experience all around. So we are hoping that the community will come out, both to support Friendship Circle just by being there, not even through dollars. If you want to donate, of course, we always accept donations, but this is just an opportunity to show up and be there and bring a friend. That's the idea.
I love it. Well, Sarah, I appreciate you being here, and you absolutely will be back with us before the event happens, because if I can help promote this, I'm going to help promote this. And I wish you and yours a Chag Sameach. And
Thank you, Jeff.
We will talk again very shortly. That is my friend, and she is the best, and I'm saying it, not her, because she would blush. But I'm telling you, Dr. Sarah Cransement from the Friendship Circle of Virginia, absolute best of the best. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. .452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Lots of great stuff going on. Now, Kevin Sorbo is going to be at the Glen Allen Cultural Center. You have to have your tickets ahead of time, right? I don't think they're doing any walk-up tickets. And last I checked, which is a couple of hours ago, I don't want you to lead you down a primrose path here, but a couple of hours ago, I chatted with John Reed, and they still had a handful of tickets left. So if you go online to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org, hopefully you'll be able to get yourself some tickets and come out to this great event. I also want to remind you that tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., you ought to be listening to John. And there are any number of reasons why you should be listening to John. One of the reasons, of course, is, well, maybe tomorrow is the day that he tells everybody that he is officially running for lieutenant governor. I don't know. I have no inside information except for this. I told John privately, and I'm saying it again publicly, if in fact he runs for lieutenant governor, he will have my complete, total, full support and endorsement, for whatever that means, and I will absolutely make a monetary donation to his campaign. I think he'd be an excellent lieutenant governor. I really do. I think that lieutenant governor spot, man, sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle. People don't do anything with that post. And some people do something good with that post. Winsome Sears, for the last 4 years, has been absolutely on fire, doing such a tremendous job as the lieutenant governor. She hasn't missed a single part of our beloved Commonwealth, and she has taken that office, and she has built it, and is just doing great work. And I really think, with her running for governor, what we want is to have somebody else move into the LG spot who can do exactly what Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has done. So I think that's John. That's just me. Now, I don't know, maybe somebody else is going to run. It's possible. I don't know why they would, but okay. But I'm hoping that he will, in fact, run. And I'm hoping maybe tomorrow's the day he announces it. Maybe it's tonight. Maybe he's going to have Kevin Sorbo actually announce that. That would be pretty cool.
Come on, man.
Well, he might. I'm not saying he will. I said he might. In the meantime, Kamala Harris continues to lie. Do you need further details, or you just want to stop with that? I mean, do I have to? Right, you're right. I would just leave it there. It's a blanket statement. Donald Trump, 13 days before Election Day, looks to be in a pretty good position. And make no mistake, the left is hitting them with every single solitary thing they have. All of these tried and true, proven false tropes are coming out of the woodwork. Don't fall for any of them. Keep your eye on the prize. Understand what's really at stake here. We are fighting for the survival of this country. 457, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.